In our first reading, St. John talks about sin and the devil. The person who acts in holiness, in righteousness, is righteous just as he is righteous. No one who is begotten of by God commits sin. Holiness is a kind of a word that can describe people sort of maybe indiscriminately, and we don't think thoroughly about what it means to be holy. Holiness involves sin and also love for God, and sin is to be avoided with all one's effort, and it's a focus on sin and how to root it out in our life. This is what it means to be holy, to have a focus on sin that is something that offends God very much, something that hurts my soul very much. It's like a sin should be like a sting to our soul, to our heart, and to our mind. It should be something that really affects us. In today's society, of course, we're trying to get rid of sin, trying to get rid of guilt and things that kind of hurt our conscience and things that bother us. You know, sin should bother us when we offend God. It should bother us. It should be a sting. It should be something that really hurts us as it hurts God, offends God. And so sin should be a focus on what we should avoid. And then the other side of holiness is to love God with all our heart and to try to stay close to God, to be closer and closer to God, to love Him and to love everything that He loves and to love strongly. So these are things that really affect us. It's not a mediocrity, it's not a lukewarmness and things that we don't care about. We should care about sin in the world, should care about loving God, should care about all that is important to God. We should care about our neighbor. And this puts salt into our life. This puts motivation, puts meaning and purpose. It makes our life full of life and reason for living and what to do and what to avoid. And you know, keeps us on our toes, and it keeps us motivated to do many things for God and to avoid those things that hurt us and hurt God. So holiness is really that focus on avoiding sin with a strong effort and loving God with a strong effort. A strong avoidance and a strong compulsion to do charitable works, to do many things for God, many things for our neighbor. This is what he says in the first reading: the children of God and the children of devil are made plain. No one who fails to act in righteousness or holiness belongs to God, nor anyone who does not love his brother. So if we sin, we don't belong to God. If we are turning away from God, if we do not love our brother, we are not acting in a holy way. So we have to avoid sin and love our brother to live this life of holiness. And so this requires a lot of strength, a lot of love, a lot of effort. And so let's embark on this life of holiness, a true holiness, which involves focusing on the little things. If we're doing big things are made up of many little things, and our life is made up of many little things. We our little things that we're doing today, all the little things that involve our work and our relationships and our prayer life and our spiritual life is made up of many little things. We have to do all these little things well, and which means many little things that are dangerous we stay away from, and many little things that bring us closer and closer to God is that life of holiness. And so let us focus on the little things.